wisdom, practical soul treasures to transform your life. Number two, soul communication, opening your spiritual channels for success and fulfillment. Number three, the power of soul, the way to heal, rejuvenate, transform, and enlighten all life. Number four, divine soul songs, sacred practical treasures to heal, rejuvenate, and transform you, humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. Number five, divine soul mind body healing and the transmission system, the divine way to heal you, humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. These five audiobooks can be summarized in one sentence. Soul power and the divine soul mind body healing and the transmission system can heal, prevent sickness, rejuvenate, prolong life, and transform every aspect of life, including relationships and finances, as well as enlighten soul, heart, mind, and body for you, your loved ones, humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. The techniques I share in Soul Power series are simple, practical, powerful, and effective. I'm not changing the direction of my teaching in this audiobook. Dao teaching is advanced soul teaching. Dao teaching makes soul teaching even more direct, more simple, more practical, more powerful, and more profound. I am an unconditional universal servant. I'm honored to share new Tao teaching and more from the divine with humanity and all souls in all universes. Normal creation and reverse creation are both important. Let me give you an example of each. Conventional modern medicine focuses more on normal creation, or Shun Sheng. It studies and researches the human systems, the organs, then the cells, then DNA and RNA, and then the components of DNA and RNA. Conventional modern medical research moves toward smaller and smaller aspect of the body. This movement is endless. Traditional Chinese medicine focuses more on reverse creation, or Ni Sheng. In traditional Chinese medicine, diagnosis and treatment can identify and address many sicknesses. A single person could have many unhealthy organs and symptoms and signs. However, traditional Chinese medicine always summarizes all sicknesses in one sentence. All sickness is due to an imbalance of yin and yang. Yin and yang are two. To balance yin and yang is to return to one. To return to one is to return to Tao in one sentence. To heal is to return to Tao. Tao includes everything. Therefore, Tao includes normal creation and reverse creation. Western medicine moves in the direction of normal creation. Traditional Chinese medicine moves in the direction of reverse creation. In order to serve humanity's health better, it is vital to combine Western medicine and traditional Chinese medicine. Expanding the concept, combining all modalities of conventional medicine and all modalities of complementary and alternative medicine is vital. Tao wisdom has guided us to realize this. Tao can be divided into Da Tao and Xiao Tao. Da means big, Xiao means small. Da Tao, big Tao, is the universal principles and laws. 小岛 small 岛 means the principles and laws in every aspect of life. There is renowned ancient spiritual teaching, 顺道者昌 follow 道 flourish. 顺 literally means follow, 道 means the way, 者 means the person, 昌 means flourishes.Therefore, 顺道者昌 literally means one who follows the Tao will flourish. 逆道者亡 go against Tao, end. 逆 means go against, 亡 means finish or die. Therefore, 逆道者亡 literally means one who goes against the Tao will be blocked, finished,and or die. For example, consider the 小道 small 道 of weather. The four seasons is the 道 of weather. The four seasons follow the 道. To follow the 道 means that in the winter, people need to wear winter clothing. In some countries and cities, the temperature in winter can drop to -40°C. Imagine wearing a light summer t-shirt in this weather. The extremely cold temperature can kill that person easily. One must wear enough warm clothes in this kind of weather. It does not matter who you are. It does not matter whether you are the kind of personor a selfish person. Tao treats every person the same, because Tao is a universal law and principles that everyone must follow. You must wear warm winter clothes in that kind of winter weather, otherwise you could lose your life easily. All of this means that everyone must follow the Tao of weather. In the opposite direction, the temperature in a very hot country or city can climb higher than 40°C. If one wears a heavy winter overcoat and a long underwear in this weather, the heat could easily kill this person. One must follow the Tao of weather. There is a 小道 of eating. Eat healthy food. Eat regularly. Do not eat too much, especially before sleeping. Many people on Mother Earth do not follow the Tao of eating, which are the eating principles. The Tao of eating is so simple.But many people ignore it. If you do not follow the Tao of eating, it will affect your health. It will affect your longevity. When people become very sick, they could regret the way they have eaten, but it could be too late. A renowned Japanese doctor wrote a book in which he recommended that we chew every mouthful of food 30 to 40 times. He explains the many benefits of doing this. People do believe that chewing food more thoroughly is better, but how many people actually do this simple practice? This is the Tao of eating. There is the 小道 of sleeping. Sleep enough. Make sure you have good quality sleep.In ancient times, when the sun set, people were guided to rest. When the sun rose, people were guided to get up. In modern times, many scientific studies have shown how going to sleep earlier can benefit the endocrine system, nervous system, and all systems. Many people on Mother Earth have the problemthat they do not follow the Tao of sleep. There is the 小道 of work. There is the 小道 of business. If you do not follow the Tao of business, you will not be successful. There are business principles to follow. There is a Tao of business. These examples tell us that the Tao is in every aspect of our life. They also tell us that the Tao is simple. Tao can benefit our lives tremendously. What is important is that we have to follow the Tao. Do it. Follow the Tao, flourish. Do not follow the Tao, blockages. Scientists have made a great contribution with their research and findings. Remember the normal creation of Tao. Tao creates one, one creates two, two creates three, three creates all things. This process is endless. In many cases, scientific study follows this direction. Physicists try to find the smallest things in the universe. Biologists study a human being at the cell level, then move to the DNA and RNA level, and then research even tinier levels. One very important principle of Tao is that you cannot find the smallest things in the universe. Not too long ago, physicists thought quarks and leptons were the smallest particles of matter. More recently, physicists have developed string theory, where strings are the smallest particles of matter. But in fact, there's no way for scientists to discover the smallest things in the universe. The new Tao texts that I have received include this phrase, 小无内, smaller than smallest. 小 means small, 无 means no, 内 means inside. 小无内 can be translated as smaller than smallest. I will explain this further in chapter 2. The more you study details, the more you could forget the unity of a whole picture. The whole picture is one or Tao. For example, to study DNA and RNA very well, deeper and deeper, and to study the smallest things in the cells, deeper and deeper, is great. But you may forget that the DNA, RNA, and the smallest things inside the cells are the part of the whole body. If the condition of the whole body changes, the condition of DNA and RNA could follow. Therefore, to study microscopic details is important, but to study the macro conditions at the same time is also important. In fact, in many cases, to study the macro conditions is more important. Tao includes macro and macro conditions. In summary, normal creation and reverse creation can guide scientific study and every aspect of life. Each can be explained in one sentence secret. Normal creation is to go from the macro to macro. Reverse creation is to go from the micro to the macro. I will give the important summary. The process of normal creation moves from 1 to 2. The process of reverse creation returns from 2 to 1. This is the highest philosophy to transform everything in the universe. I will use cancer as an example. Millions of people suffer and die from cancer. The World Health Organization recently reported that the number of the deaths annually from cancer exceeds the number of the deaths from AIDS and malaria combined. Cancer is not an epidemic, but it is widespread. Cancer cells reproduce rapidly. Cellular reproduction is to divide from 1 to 2 at the DNA level, then at a cellular level. Then each of them will subdivide from one to two quickly again. This follows the normal creation. Conventional modern medicine uses surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation to kill cancer cells and to stop DNA subdivision. The divine guided me to the wisdom that Tao has two creations. One can divide into two, two can join together as one. According to the Tao wisdom, it is possible for cancer cells to return to normal cells. This is reverse creation. The healing approaches of conventional modern medicine, various types of complementary and alternative medicine, and energy and spiritual healings have all helped some cancer cases recover. But from the Tao wisdom, we must know that it's possible for cancer cells to return to normal cells. This is the reverse creation of Tao. This is the guidance from the divine, from Tao. We need to have more understanding and experience of cancer healing and recovery using this wisdom. Many spiritual seekers have studied with many masters, have read hundreds of books, and have learned many, many techniques. They may think that they have learned a lot. They may be very happy they know so many techniques, but they may not realize that Da Dao Zhi Jian. Da means big, Dao means the way. Zhi means extremely, Jian means simple. Therefore, Da Dao Zhi Jian means the big way is extremely simple. Some people may think they are great because they know many secrets, wisdom, and techniques in the spiritual study or other aspect of life. They do not realize Da Dao Zhi Jian. They do not realize that every aspect of life can be guided by the process of normal creation and the process of reverse creation. They do not understand or realize the Dao of their whole life. They may not even find Xiao Dao, the small Dao, in a singular part of their life. Many times, I have seen that the more one learns and the more techniques one knows, the more confused one could be. The big way, the truth is very simple, very easy to learn, and very powerful. Take healing, for example. The Tao of healing is to balance yin and yang. To balance yin and yang is to return two to one. This is to find the Tao of healing. Rejuvenation is another example. The Tao of rejuvenation is to reach Fan Lao Huan Tong. If you know how to reach Fan Lao Huan Tong, then you have found the Tao of rejuvenation. Every aspect of life has its Xiao Dao or Small Dao. To study and to practice Dao is to find Dao in every aspect of life. Then follow the Dao for that aspect of life. That aspect of your life will flourish. Apply the Dao wisdom to realize and follow the Xiao Dao of different aspects of your life. Then find the Dao of your entire life. One day you may reach an aha moment. You may realize that the Dao of one's physical life is to offer service to others, to make others healthier and happier. This service benefits one's soul journey. The physical journey is limited. The soul journey is forever. Then you could realize the Dao of one's physical journey into one sentence. The Dao of one's physical journey is to serve one's soul journey. Move this teaching further. What is the Dao of one's soul journey? One day you could have another aha moment. The Dao of one's soul journey is to uplift your soul standing to the divine realm. Why? If one's soul reaches the divine realm, that soul will stop reincarnation. that soul will continue to serve humanity and all souls in all universes in the soul form, but not in the physical form as a human being anymore. To summarize in one sentence, the Tao of one's soul journey is to stop reincarnation. Move this teaching even further. What is the Tao of humanity? Another day, you could receive another aha moment. Mother Earth is in the transition period. All kinds of natural disasters, conflicts, challenges, sicknesses, and other sufferings of humanity are the purification process of humanity. The aha moment could be the realization that the Tao of humanity can be summarized in one sentence. The Tao of humanity is to join together in love, peace, and harmony. Continue to move the teaching even further. What is the Tao of all souls in all universes? There are imbalances and disharmonies in the soul world and in all layers of heaven. As on earth, so in heaven. The Tao of all souls in all universes can be summarized in one sentence. The Tao of all souls in all universes is to reach one ling rong he. One literally means 10,000. It represents all or every. Ling means soul. Rong he means joined as one. Therefore, one ling rong he means all souls joined as one. I have used one sentence secrets to summarize the Tao of healing, the Tao of rejuvenation, the Tao of one's physical journey, and the Tao of one's soul journey. These Taos belong to Xiao Tao. I have also used one sentence secret to summarize the Tao of humanity and the Tao of all souls in all universes. These Taos belong to Da Tao. It does not matter whether a Tao belongs to Xiao Tao or Da Tao. All Taos and the Tao itself can be summarized in one sentence. Tao creates all things and all things return to Tao. This is normal creation and reverse creation. This is the philosophy of Tao, which is the philosophy of all things in all universes. New Divine Secret Tao Practice for Normal Creation and Reverse Creation. In December 2009, I led a Tao retreat in Frankfurt, Germany. Suddenly, the Divine told me, "Jigang, teach people to sing a Tao song of normal creation and reverse creation. I'm releasing both parts to humanity now." Tao Song of Normal Creation. The lyrics of Tao Song of Normal Creation are: Tao Sheng Yi, Yi Sheng Er, Er Sheng San, San Sheng Wan Wu. As explained at the beginning of this chapter, this means Tao creates one, one creates two, two creates three, three creates all things. Now I will sing this Tao song of normal creation three times. Tao Sheng Yi, Yi Sheng Er, Er Sheng San, San Sheng Wan Wu. Tao Sheng Yi, Yi Sheng Er, Er Sheng San, San Sheng Wan Wu. Tao Sheng Yi, Yi Sheng Er, Er Sheng San. 观三生万物。To sing or chant this Dao song is to receive healing and blessing directly from the power of Dao, the source of all universes, the way of all life. To sing or chant this Dao song is to receive healing and blessing directly from the power of one, unity of all universes. To sing and chant this Dao song is to receive healing and a blessing directly from the power of two, heaven and earth, yang and yin. To sing or chant this Dao song is to receive healing and a blessing directly from the power of three, Dao, heaven and earth. To sing or chant this Dao song is to receive healing and a blessing directly from the power of one Wu, all things in all universes. To sing or chant this Dao song is to experience normal creation of Dao. This is how heaven, earth, and countless universes were created by Dao. I would like every listener to realize that the Dao song of normal creation carries power beyond any comprehension and any words.Dao song of reverse creation. The lyrics of Dao song of reverse creation are 万物归三，三归二，二归一，一归道，道法自然，道法自然，道法自然。Gui means returns to. Wan Wu Gui San means all things in all universes return to three. San Gui Er means three returns to two. Er Gui Yi means two returns to one. Yi Gui Dao means one returns to Dao. Dao is the way. The universal principles and laws.Fa means universal methods. Ziran means to be natural. Dao Fa Ziran can be translated as follow nature's way. Now I will sing the Dao song of reverse creation. Wan Wu Gui San.三归二，二归一，一归道，道法自然。道法自然，道法自然，万物归三。三归二，二归一，一归道，道法自然。道法自然，道法自然，万物归三。三归二，二归一， 道，道法自然，道法自然，道法自然。To sing or chant the Tao song of reverse creation is also to receive healing and blessing from all saints in all universes. From three, Tao, heaven, earth. From two, yang and yin. From one, unity of all universes. And from Tao, the source of all universes and the way of all life. To sing or chant this Tao song is to experience the power of reverse creation of Tao. To sing or chant this Tao song is to purify your soul, heart, mind, and body deeply. To sing or chant this Tao song is to heal and rejuvenate you, your loved ones, all humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. To sing or chant this Tao song is especially to reach Fan Lao Huan Tong, transform old age to the health and the purity of a baby. The power of this Tao song is unexplainable and unimaginable. I always teach, if you want to know if a pear is sweet, taste it. If you want to know if the Tao song of reverse creation is powerful, experience it. Tao song of normal creation and reverse creation. Tao sheng yi. Yi sheng er. Er sheng san. San sheng wan wu. Wan wu gui san. San gui er. Er gui yi. Yi gui dao. Dao fa zi ran. Dao fa zi ran. Dao fa zi ran. Dao creates one. One creates two. Two creates three. Three creates all things. All things return to three. Three returns to two. Two returns to one. One returns to Tao. Now, I will sing Tao song of normal creation and reverse creation. Tao sheng yi, yi sheng er, er sheng san, san sheng wan wu. Wan wu gui san, san gui er, er gui yi. Yi gui dao, dao fa zi ran, dao fa zi ran, dao fa zi然. The significance and the power of normal creation and reverse creation of Tao. Normal creation of Tao is how all universes are created. Reverse creation of Tao is how all universes will return to Tao. Tao is the permanent universal principles and laws. Tao creates all universes. All universes will return to Tao. This circle is constant. Tao continues to create heaven, earth, and all universes. At the same time, heaven, earth, and all universes are returning to Tao. Tao has created countless heavens and earths, and countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. Countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes are returning to Tao. Humanity stays in its own heaven and earth. This heaven and this earth are very tiny specks within all heavens and all earths in all universes. In the Tao text explained in Chapter 2, there is this phrase, Da Wu Wai. Da means big, Wu means no, Wai means outside. Da Wu Wai can be translated as big without boundary or bigger than the biggest. Tao cannot be measured. Tao has no limits. The normal creation and reverse creation of Tao are constantly taking place. In history, we understand that some cities and countries have disappeared. New cities and countries are created during Mother Earth's changes. In fact, at this moment, I received spiritual guidance and wisdom again that Mother Earth herself has disappeared many times before, and that a new Mother Earth has always been created afterward. This is the same for other planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. This is the circle of normal creation and reverse creation of Tao. Normal creation and reverse creation of Tao can be summarized in one sentence. The universal law of reincarnation is that normal creation and reverse creation of Tao creates all universes, and all universes return to Tao. There is ancient renowned spiritual wisdom that also expresses this universal law of reincarnation. 中为始，始为终. 中 means end. Wei means is, Shi means beginning. Therefore, 中为始，始为终 means a ending is a beginning. A beginning is a ending. This is one of the highest philosophies. I will use a human being's life to explain it further. When a human being's physical life ends, his or her soul leaves the physical body. This is the beginning of a soul's next life. This is 终为始, an ending is a beginning. Generally speaking, the soul will reincarnate to its next physical life as a human being again, when the next physical body is formed for the soul to enter. We know that this physical body will end in about 100 years. 始为终, a beginning is an ending. It tells us that to see the beginning of physical life is to understand that this life is limited. Its ending is in front of you. Let me use a star as another example. Stars are created from Tao. Stars disappear. New stars are created. All things, including heaven and earth, are created by Tao. Heaven and earth are not permanent. Tao has created countless heavens and earth. Countless heavens and earth will return to Tao. Heaven, earth, or a star could take billions, even countless years to return to Tao. In every moment, within the universes, new planets, stars, galaxies, and universes are being created. At the same time, they are all returning to Tao, disappearing and turning to the emptiness and the nothingness. In one sentence, the process of Tao creating all universes and all universes returning to Tao is the highest philosophy and the truth of existence. This process is the universal natural laws, principles, and rules. There is another renowned statement to express this process. 自生自灭. 自 means yourself. 生 means produce. 灭 means end or die. Therefore, 自生自灭 can be translated as your creation produces your own ending. Think about a human's life. From the first breath at birth to the last breath when physical life ends. Think about a star from its newborn state to its disappearance. This is the rule of Tao. Why is a human being's life limited? A star, the sun, the moon, heaven, earth could have long, long lives, but they cannot live forever because they are in the yin-yang world, which belongs to two in the normal creation of Tao. Remember the normal creation of Tao? Tao sheng yi, yi sheng er, er sheng san, san sheng wan wu. Er is two, heaven and earth, yang and yin. Mother Earth and humanity are in the yin-yang world. Anything in the yin-yang world will follow 自生自灭. 自生自灭 is a rule in the yin-yang world. It is also the rule of Tao because Tao creates yin and yang. Why does a human being need to do shulian or purification practice? Xiu means purification, lian means practice. Every practice to purify our souls, hearts, minds, and bodies is a practice to advance our spiritual journeys. Therefore, xiu lian is the totality of our spiritual journeys. This audiobook teaches xiu dao. Xiu dao means to practice dao and reach dao. Xiu Dao is one of the highest kinds of Xiu Lian. The final goal of Xiu Dao is to go beyond yin and yang, to return to one, which is to return to Dao. If you can truly reach Dao, you will no longer be controlled by the rules of the yin-yang world. There is another renowned ancient spiritual statement. 超出阴阳, 跳出三界, 脱出五行. 超出 means go beyond. Yin yang means yin yang world. 跳出 means jump out of. 三界 means heaven, earth, and human being. 脱出 means escape from control. 五行 means five elements world, including wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. Therefore, 超出阴阳, 跳出三界, 脱出五行 means go beyond the yin-yang world, jump out from the control of heaven, earth, and human being, and escape the control of five elements world. To do this is to reach Tao. When you truly reach Tao and meld with Tao, you will reach this Tao condition, which is to be out of control of yin yang, heaven, earth, and human being, and the five elements. This means you have reached the Tao saints, who are the Tao servant who have the abilities to harmonize all universes. You meld with Tao as one. You become Tao. Because Tao is permanent, your life becomes permanent. This reveals how immortality is attainable. This is exactly the Tao training that the Divine and the Tao asked me to offer. we are doing Xiu Dao together in order to reach Dao and become Dao. I will explain the process of Dao training a little later in this chapter. To become Dao and mild with Dao takes the greatest effort from a total gold servant. In the teaching of the Soul Power series, gold means gratitude, obedience, loyalty, and devotion. Total gold means total gold to the divine, Dao, humanity, and all souls. To be a total gold servant is to be an unconditional servant to the divine, Dao, humanity, and all souls. A total gold servant can be summarized in one sentence. A total gold servant is the servant who offers unconditional universal service to the divine, Dao, humanity, and all souls in all universes, including unconditional love, forgiveness, peace, healing, blessing, harmony, and enlightenment. To be a total gold servant is to accomplish the purpose of one's physical journey and one's spiritual journey. This purpose is expressed in another one-sentence secret. The purpose of one's physical journey and spiritual journey is to serve others in order to make others healthier and happier. Two ways to return to Dao. Dao creates everyone and everything in all universes. Everyone and everything is the son or daughter of Dao. We come from Dao and return to Dao. There are two ways to return to Dao. The first way to return to Dao is through the normal path of life for most human beings, as explained earlier. 自生自灭. A human being's life normally follows this process. Birth to growth to maturity to aging to death. This is 自生自灭. As I explained in the previous section, this is the rule of the yin-yang world. This is a rule of Dao. The other way to return to Dao is the way of Xiu Dao. When you do Xiu Dao, the process of your life could be different. Birth to growth, to maturity, to aging, to Fan Lao Huan Tong. Transform old age to the purity and health of a baby. Then stay in the baby state for a long, long life and reach immortality. If you Xiu Dao in middle age, say at age of 30 or 40, the process of your life could be like this. Birth to growth to maturity to transform from middle age to the baby state. Then stay in the baby state for long, long life and reach immortality. If you Xiu Dao as a child or a teenager, the process of your life could be like this. Birth to growth to transform your youth to the baby state. Stay in the baby state for long, long life and reach immortality. Knowing the two ways to return to Dao is a vital wisdom for a human being's life. The first way to return to Dao is the yin-yang rule, because the yin-yang world is limited. A human's life is limited. The second way return to Dao is the Dao way. Dao is unlimited. Therefore, a human's life can be unlimited. This is the highest philosophy for immortality. This is exactly the direction of our Dao training. I will review one of the highest divine secrets here. To return to Dao is to meld with Dao. The most important wisdom is that Dao is permanent. Dao does not change. Dao will not change. Dao constantly creates everything, and everything constantly returns to Dao. My divine Tao training program will last 10 years or more. The last step of this training is to become a Tao saint. Who is the Tao servant? A Tao servant is one who completely melts with Tao. A Tao servant is one who returns completely to the emptiness and the nothingness of the Tao condition. Such a person could then live a long, long life that is beyond comprehension. This is the direction for immortality. 5,000 years ago, the Yellow Emperor's internal classic, the authority textbook of traditional Chinese medicine, stated, 上古真人, 上古 means far or distant ancient. 真人 means saints who melded with Tao. 上古真人 means saints who melded with Tao in distant ancient times. 提携天地 提携 means completely connected and mild. 天 means heaven, 地 means earth. 提携天地 means completely connected and melded with heaven and earth. 把握阴阳 把握 means master. 阴阳 means the yin yang world. 把握阴阳 means mastered yin and yang. 呼吸精气 呼吸 means breath and receive nourishment. 精气 means the essence of the universe. 呼吸精气 means breath and receive nourishment from the essence of the universe. 独立守神 独立 means do by yourself. 守神 means focus your soul, heart, and mind. 独立守神 means concentrate and focus on your soul, heart, and mind. 精神内守 精神 means mind. 内 means internal. 守 means concentration or focus. 精神内守 means use your mind to concentrate or focus inside your body. 肌肉若一 肌肉 means muscles and tissues. 若一 means mild with the mind and soul as one. 肌肉若一 means mild with body, mind and soul as one. 寿比天地 寿 means long life. 比 means just like. 天 means heaven. 地 means mother earth. 寿比天地 means life is as long as heavens and earth. 无有终始 无有 means no. 终始 means ending. 无有终始 means physical life has no ending. This renowned statement in the Yellow Emperor's internal classic have revealed and explained the qualities of an immortal being. Normal creation and reverse creation of Tao have unlimited benefits for humanity and everything in the universe. They are the highest universal principles, laws, and rules. Apply normal creation and reverse creation of Tao to understand humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. Apply normal and reverse creation of Tao for healing, preventing sickness, rejuvenating, prolonging life, and transforming every aspect of life, including relationships and finances. Apply normal and reverse creation of Tao to move in the direction of immortality. Apply normal and reverse creation of Tao to help humanity pass this difficult transition period for humanity and Mother Earth. Apply normal and reverse creation of Tao in order to create love, peace, and harmony for humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. Apply normal and reverse creation of Tao to create a new evolution for humanity and everything in all universes. Study Tao. Practice Tao. Reach Tao. Meld with Tao. A new humanity is coming. A new world is coming. A new universe is coming. The significance of studying and practicing Tao. To study and practice Tao has unlimited benefits. These benefits are to learn and realize that the Tao is the way of all life. To apply Tao to transform all life. To learn and to realize that the Tao is the source of all universes. To apply Tao to transform all universes. To learn and realize that Tao is the universal laws and the principles that everyone and everything must follow. To learn and realize the universal principles and the laws in order to truly understand, follow the Tao, flourish, go against the Tao, finish or end. To apply Tao to flourish in every aspect of your life. To learn and realize normal creation and reverse creation. To apply normal creation and reverse creation to guide and transform every aspect of your life. To learn and apply Tao for healing. To learn and apply Tao for prevention of illness. To learn and apply Tao for rejuvenation. Fan Lao Huan Tong. To learn and apply Tao for prolonging life. To learn and apply Tao for immortality. To learn and apply Tao for transforming relationships. To learn and apply Tao for transforming finances. To learn and apply Tao for enlightening the soul. To learn and apply Tao for enlightening the mind. To learn and apply the Tao to enlighten the body. To learn and apply Tao for evolution of human beings. To learn and apply Tao for developing the potential powers of the soul, including soul wisdom, intelligence, and abilities to transform all life. To learn and apply Tao for developing the potential powers of the mind, including mind wisdom, intelligence, and abilities to transform all life. To learn and apply Tao for developing the potential powers of the body, including body wisdom, intelligence, and abilities to transform all life. To learn and apply Tao for developing extraordinary saint abilities. To learn and apply Tao to become a total God, unconditional universal servant, and a Tao servant. The steps to reach Tao. To study and practice Tao is to move to Tao, to reach Tao. There are five major steps. Step 1, remove all sicknesses. Step 2, Fan Lao Huan Tong, transform old age to the purity and health of a baby. To reach Fan Lao Huan Tong is to become a human saint or servant. Step 3, become a Mother Earth saint or servant. Step 4, become a heaven saint or servant. Step 5, become a Tao saint or servant. Now, I will explain each of these steps in depth. Step 1, transform all sickness in the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies to health. A human being can have imbalances in the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. to reach down, the first step is to remove all sicknesses in the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. In order to remove all sicknesses, there are a few vital sub-steps. Number one, produce 天一真水, heaven's unique sacred liquid. 天 means heaven, 一 means unique, 真 means sacred, 水 means liquid, or water. 天一真水 means heaven's unique sacred liquid. A Tao practitioner will produce this heaven's unique sacred liquid during Tao practice. Where is this sacred liquid produced? It is produced in heaven and poured into your brain to emerge through your palate and into your mouth. 天一真水 comes from essence of heaven through practicing Tao. This liquid is named heaven sacred liquid. Number two, produce 金金玉液, golden liquid, jade liquid. The first jin in this phrase means golden. The second jin is a different Chinese word that means liquid. Yu means jade. Ye means another word for liquid. 金金玉液 means golden liquid, jade liquid. Golden and jade express the importance of these liquids. These liquids emerged inside one's mouth. There are two acupuncture points under the tongue at the root or base of the tongue. These two acupuncture points are named Jin Jin and Yu Ye. These two acupuncture points are like the source of a mountain spring. How is Jin Jin Yu Ye produced? There are another two acupuncture points on the soles of the feet named Yongquan, just behind the balls of the feet. The essence of Mother Earth enters through the two Yongquan acupuncture points on both feet. Yongquan acupuncture points are the kidney meridian one. Then goes up through the legs and the body to the Jin Jin and the Yu Ye acupuncture points under the tongue. The golden liquid, jade liquid, then flows out from these two acupuncture points. Jin Jin Yu Ye is the essence of Mother Earth. This golden liquid, jade liquid, is named Earth's sacred liquid. Number three, Yan Ru Dan Tian. Swallow heaven's sacred liquid, Tian Yi Zhen Shui, and Earth's sacred liquid, Jin Jin Yu Ye, into the lower Dan Tian. Yan means swallow. Ru means goes in. Dan Tian is the lower Dan Tian, a foundational energy center of the body. Located in the lower abdomen, the lower Dan Tian is the life force and the life source for a human being. It carries the force and the source of energy, vitality, stamina, immunity, healing, prevention of sickness, rejuvenation, longevity, and immortality, as well as for soul, mind, and body enlightenment, and advanced soul, mind, and body enlightenment. The purpose of swallowing heaven's sacred liquid and earth's sacred liquid is to build Jin Dan, a golden Dan, in your lower abdomen. Number four, Shen Qi Jing He Yi. Join all souls, energies, and matter in the whole body as one. Shen represents all of one's souls, including the body soul and the souls of all systems, organs, cells, cell units, DNA, RNA, smallest matter, and the spaces in the body. Qi represents all energy within all systems, organs, cells, cell units, DNA, RNA, smallest matter, and spaces in the body. Jing represents all matter within all systems, organs, cell units, DNA, RNA, smallest matter, and spaces in the body. He Yi means join as one. All sicknesses are due to disunity or separation of Shen Qi Jing. To join Shen Qi Jing as one is to heal all sicknesses in the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. There are layers of joining Shen Qi Jing as one. The more complete the unity of Shen Qi Jing one achieves, the more complete healing that will occur. Number 5, Jin Dan Lian Cheng, form the golden Dan. Jin means golden, Dan means light ball, Lian means cook, Cheng means accomplished. To join Shen Qi Jing as one is to build the Jin Dan. To swallow heaven's sacred liquid and earth's sacred liquid, Tian Yi Zhen Shui and Jin Jin Yu Ye, is to nourish and build the Jin Dan with the essence of energy and the essence of matter from heaven and earth. Jin Dan Lian Cheng means form the golden Dan. The Jin Dan is the key to remove all sicknesses and to make you younger and younger until you reach Fan Lao Huan Tong. Bai Bing Xiao Chu, remove all sicknesses. Bai means 100. Bing means sicknesses. Bai Bing represents all sicknesses. Xiao Chu means remove. Therefore, Bai Bing Xiao Chu means remove all sicknesses. After forming the Jin Dan, one has gained the energy, vitality, stamina, and immunity to self-heal. The Jin Dan can promote qi flow in all of the meridians. The Jin Dan can also promote qi flow in all of the spaces between organs and between cells. The Jin Dan has layers. Different layers of Jin Dan have different frequencies and vibrations with different levels of power to heal, rejuvenate, and prolong life. When you turn on your Jin Dan, qi will flow automatically in all parts of the body. The Jin Dan has the power to remove your soul blockages, which are the bad karma, little by little. The Jin Dan also has the power to remove energy and matter blockages. Because Jin Dan can remove so many body blockages for the various systems, organs, cells, and parts of the body, it is the most important treasure for Xiu Dao practitioner. Apply the Jin Dan for healing all kinds of sicknesses of the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. All sicknesses could be removed quickly. This is the Tao healing for humanity. This Tao teaching is available now. Grab this Tao training and these practices to remove all sicknesses of your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. Now, I am going to sing Tao song of step one. Step one is to transform all sicknesses in the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies to health. There are 6 sub-steps. Tian Yi Zhen Shui, heaven sacred liquid. Jin Jin Yu Ye, golden liquid, jade liquid, which are Mother Earth's sacred liquid. Yan Ru Dan Tian, swallow to your lower abdomen. 神气